And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, good morning, Connie.
Hi, Whit.
I'm sorry I'm late.
That's my life. How was the Business Association meeting?
Not my favorite activity first thing in the day. We went over the details of the Let's Get Together festival this weekend.
It's still on for this weekend?
Everyone was afraid that a delay would kill the momentum, so we have a lot of work to do.
We?
Wit's End is going to be the center point for the event. We need to create displays and games and whatever activities we can come up with to celebrate families.
How can I help with the festival?
You're doing a Candid Conversations broadcast later, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You could get the word out about the festival there, just in case people think it's been canceled.
Okay, I will. Maybe Penny can create some posters, if I can stop her long enough to ask.
She's been busy.
It's Wooten's proposal. She's either talking about it all the time or not talking at all. Either way, it's wearing me out. I wish they'd just get on with it and put me out of my misery.
Oh, are you miserable?
Miserable probably isn't the right word. Unsettled might be better. This decision impacts more than just the two of them, you know.
I know.
I'm not sure Penny does. It's like she's forgotten that the three of us did a lot of stuff together. She dashed out this morning to help Wooten destroy what's left of his house. He's bulldozing everything before he sells the land. And did they invite me? No. It's one more big change to cope with.
Wait a minute. Wooten is doing what to his house?
Woohoo! Oh, Penny, you have got to try this thing.
Good morning, Detective Davidson.
Eugene, good. I was just going over the security recordings from the bank.
Again? You weren't doing that all night, were you?
Not all of it. But sit down.
Oh, thanks.
I put together the recordings of the times when that computer was used and the accounts were hacked into.
Excellent.
Take a look. This is from yesterday, when the $500 was taken.
Well, it's not the clearest picture.
The clock camera isn't the best. So, here's Vince King entering the office.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Oh, what's he carrying?
Loan documents. Miss Rankin said the loan officers meet with the customers first, then input the information into their computers at the end of the day.
I see. Wait, who just walked in? It's hard to see.
Miss Rankin said that's Vince's son.
Vance? He's allowed to accompany his father to work?
She said they're a family-friendly business. Vince occasionally brings Vance in the afternoons. A conflict with his wife's schedule, or something like that.
So Vince is inputting information while Vance is, what, doing homework?
But take a look at this bit of business.
Wait, what is Vince doing? Why is he bending down like that?
He could be tying his shoe, or messing with the port for the flash drive.
Indeed. I wish we had a clearer image.
And check this out. Vince gets up and leaves the office to put the documents in the main filing room. Now, watch what Vance does while he's gone.
Oh. So Vance is also tying his shoes?
Yeah, only if his family has shoelace issues. He's clearly doing something with that computer. Is it possible Vince's son is stealing from the accounts?
When it comes to Vance, nothing would surprise me.
I think we need to talk to the judge again.
Why again?
The first time was to get the okay to look at the accounts. This time, we need to get a search warrant for the Kings. We have to get our hands on all their computer equipment.
Especially any flash drives.
It's risky, though. Once we nab the Kings, word is bound to get out. If it isn't Vince or Vance, then the real culprit could withdraw a lot more money very quickly and run.
Frankly, Landon, I believe it's worth the risk. We're running out of options.
Thanks so much for meeting with us, Mr. and Mrs. Parker.
Of course. It's our pleasure.
We hope it'll be helpful.
It already is, especially when you've baked these cookies for us.
Help yourself.
Oh, no, I want to exercise self-restraint.
Well, you enjoy that, but that's more than I can do.
You're good. Wow. Are you feeling better, Penny? You had a headache last time.
Yes, thanks. though, I almost came anyway because I was afraid you'd think I was trying to avoid our meeting. Which I wasn't, just in case you were thinking it.
The thought didn't cross our minds.
We admire your determination to find out what it means to get married. It's good to explore everything you can before making such a big commitment.
It is a big commitment.
One of the biggest we'll ever make.
And not only do we make it at the start, we have to make it again and again throughout our married lives.
Do you?
All the time.
Why, yes.
But do you ever want to just pack up and drive off in the dead of winter and then not tell the other person until you're halfway across the country?
Are you thinking of something specific, Penny?
Maybe we should talk about something else. What do you want to talk about, Wooten?
Well, I kind of want to talk about whatever you were just going to talk about.
No, I'd rather not.
Penny, the fact that you don't want to talk about it means we probably should.
We should.
Why? We can talk about commitment and even agree on what it means and say that we'll do it, but then things change and people change and feelings change and then commitment doesn't mean anything. May I please have one of those cookies?
Okay.
But, Penny...
Sorry. I can't talk with my mouth full. It's rude. Go ahead, talk.
Yes?
Vince King?
Yes?
I'm Detective Landon Davidson with the Odyssey Police Department.
I gave to the retirement fund already.
Sir? This is a search warrant for any and all computer equipment you have on the premises.
What?
And we're back with Candid Conversations with Connie, where we've been discussing the upcoming Let's Get Together Festival. Lots of exciting things are going to happen to celebrate the family. And I mean the family as we know and love it, and not the way some people keep messing around with it. Because, well, frankly, I think some of us are really tired of all the changes going on. You know what I'm talking about. One minute life is going on like it always does, and things are good, and then bang, things change. You know, someone you love gets sick or dies, or your family gets mixed up, or your friends get caught up in their lives and they have no clue how it's affecting you. But the next thing you know, you're living in a big house all by yourself because you're the one person who didn't get married again, and you're eating cold pizza and watching reruns of shows you didn't like the first time they were on TV. Let's take a break.
Connie?
Hi, Whit.
I've been listening to your broadcast.
I've been talking about the festival.
Yes, among other things. You know, Connie, it doesn't have to play out the way you think.
My show?
All of the change you're worried about.
I'm not worried.
You sure sound worried. This is about Wooten and Penny getting married and how your relationships will change.
Well, yeah. They'll have to change.
But that doesn't mean that your relationships have to end.
Whit, they'll be committed to each other, not me.
If their relationship with you is what I think it is, they'll still be committed to you. Lots of married people stay close to friends who aren't married.
Yeah, well, lots don't.
Talk to them, Connie.
What will that do? What can they say? They may want to believe we'll stay close, but I know how it happens. They'll get married and forget what it was like not being married. And their friends who aren't married will fade away.
So it's not the change you're worried about. It's the fear that you'll be abandoned?
Yeah.
Connie, talk to Penny and Wooten.
Well, Eugene, we've got zip on the computers.
Zip files?
I mean zip as in zilch, as in nada, bupkis.
I get your meaning.
How are you doing with the flash drives?
Sparing us the colloquialisms, two of the drives are filled with normal files. One has been wiped clean, which strikes me as unusual. The fourth, though, is partially encrypted, and there's a program file I've never seen before. I tested it on my laptop, and, well, it didn't seem to be doing anything.
A computer program that does nothing?
Or Bupkis, as you so eloquently put it. Huh. Then I realized that it only appeared as if it were doing nothing. It was, in fact, doing a lot behind a perfect copy of my system.
Why would it make a copy of your system?
So I'd believe everything was all right. While behind the copy, it was doing all kinds of things to the real system.
Like what?
Searching through my files, identifying any information regarding money and accounts.
Oh, a fake to distract you from what it's really doing.
Mm-hmm.
You put a program like this in the bank system, and while everything looks great, the program is actually stealing money from accounts.
Precisely.
But transferring the money to where? The money at the bank simply disappeared.
It was going into a ghost account on the flash drive.
Which the bank system wouldn't see because it thinks everything is normal.
Yes. Then the flash drive is taken to another location.
A home, for example.
And the culprit uses the bank's normal online system to transfer the money from the ghost account on the drive into the real account.
So it all looks above board.
Which may also explain this. Why deposits into Vance's bank account were similar to the amounts stolen.
Makes sense.
All the while, we're led to believe a hacker was breaking into the system from outside because from all appearances, he was.
Vince and Vance King are waiting in the interview room. I'll talk to them both.
What would you like me to do?
Watch from the observation room on the other side of the two-way mirror.
Truly? A two-way mirror? I thought they only used those on television shows.
I appreciate you coming in, Mr. King.
Oh, please, call me Vince.
You can call me Mr. King if you want.
Stop it, Vance. What's all this about, Detective?
We're investigating a few illegal withdrawals at Odyssey Bank. There was one computer in particular that caught our attention. A computer you use regularly in a shared office.
Well, keep in mind the word shared, Detective. I'm not the only one who uses that computer.
That's why we needed to check your computers, just to clear things up.
And?
I'm happy to say that we didn't find anything on the computers to incriminate you.
Okay, so why are we here?
The computers were clean, but there's a flash drive that raised a few questions.
Flash drive? There's no way to plug a flash drive into the computers at the bank.
No. How about we take a look at the bank's security videos together?
Drawing circles.
Okay.
See, this circle is Wooten, and this circle is me. And here's where we have things in common, and here's where we're different.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm missing something.
What about the other circles?
What other circles?
You know, the people who are part of you being married besides you two.
You mean, like our family? Our work associates?
Well, yeah. Some of them may be wondering what life will be like if you say yes to Wooten.
Really?
Yeah. You know, how you'll get married and do all the married things that married people do, and there won't be any room for those other people who aren't married?
That won't happen.
But it will.
It doesn't have to. I think friends are friends, whether they're married or not.
That may be a little naive.
If you're gonna start throwing foreign words around...
Penny, if you and Wooten get married, life will change for you and everyone around you.
Maybe. But I intend to stay committed to my friendships. Our friendship, Connie. I heard your radio show. I know what you're talking about. And I just want to say that if anyone is going to walk away from our friendship, it won't be me.
Well, it won't be me either.
Fine. Then it won't be either of us walking away. Because that's what commitment really means, not walking away.
That's right.
So if someone does walk away, then they weren't really committed in the first place. And I'm committed. Even though some people aren't.
Right. Huh? Penny, are we still talking about us, or do you mean someone else?
I'm talking about two people who say they're committed to each other, and then one changes his mind, and commitment doesn't mean anything.
Penny, did something happen with Wooten?
Not with Wooten. It's something that happened before Wooten. But Wooten could do the same thing.
How do you know?
Because it's what people do. They say whatever they have to. And they even think they mean it. But they don't.
That's what I said.
What? When?
To wit, about you. I said that you and Wooten would tell me you'll be my friends after you get married, but you really can't know you will.
But I told you, I'm committed.
And I believe you. But what about Wooten? Do you trust him to be committed to you? What happened to you, Penny?
You know how I never explained what brought me to Campbell College and Odyssey?
Uh-huh.
That's what happened.
Okay, so let's recap. We've got the security footage. We have an incriminating flash drive of a program that got you into the bank's system undetected. And we have money going into Vance's account near to the amount of the money stolen. Anything you want to say?
Yeah. I want my lawyer.
You don't have a lawyer. Give us a minute, will you, detective?
Sure.
That big mirror has people watching us on the other side. I don't care.
Have they said
listening.
Anything?
Vance knows we're watching them.
Vance, if you stole that money, then you need to own up to it.
What?
You don't want to drag the family down. Not like this.
Are you serious?
They have the evidence. Everything points to you. Do the right thing.
You're serious?
You bet.
Okay, detective. I know you're in there. Come on in. Let's talk.
That was fast. So it was Vance.
I don't know. Something about that little exchange didn't seem right.
Are you guys coming back in or what?
I'd better go.
This is good, Vance. I'm proud of you. All right, I'm back. We have something to tell you. Or, Vance does.
Yeah. I admit it.
Admit what, Vance?
In the security video, when you see me messing with the computer, I had a flash drive.
Okay.
But I wasn't plugging the flash drive in, I was taking it out.
What?
What?
Yeah. I wanted to see what my dad was doing.
What?
Every time I went with him to the bank, I saw him put the flash drive in the back of that computer, but I couldn't figure out why. So I wanted to look at it.
That's enough, Vance.
This is incredible.
If you eagle-eyed detectives were paying closer attention to that video, you would have seen me digging around in my backpack. I had a tablet in there.
We didn't retrieve a tablet from the house.
I copied the files from the flash drive, and then I put it back in the computer so my dad wouldn't know.
I can't believe you would lie like this.
Is it a lie, Mr. King?
Hey! It's his flash drive! His account!
Listen to me, Dad. I don't take the rap. Not for anyone. Especially after you created a fake account in my name so that you could hide that money there. You set me up like that and then expect me to take the blame? Not a chance.
So, Mr. King.
My own son, a turncoat. I can't believe it. It's him I'm telling you.
Yeah. And then ask my dad about the encrypted files on that thumb drive. You know what you'll find? He was grabbing a lot more money than a few dollars stuffed here and there into my fake account. That was just a smokescreen. He was really using his program to skim big money from the loan accounts he set up. That's the scam.
How clever.
Well, Mr. King, I want a lawyer.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Wooten.
So what flavorful offerings of dinner can we expect from Hal's Diner this evening?
Plate-sized ravioli. I've already put in two orders.
Oh, that's why you want to see me to share some ravioli?
Oh, you want some too? Make that three orders, Zelda!
Coming right up.
Wooten, I think it's time you learned how I got here.
Oh, I've had the birds and bees conversation with my parents, Penny. No, wait, I haven't. Go ahead.
I'm talking about how I wound up at Campbell College and Odyssey.
Oh, okay.
His name was Devon.
Oh, he brought you here?
He lived a few houses up from my family's house in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Devon was what some people called my high school sweetheart, though we actually met in elementary school.
Oh.
We were going to get married, Wooten. We knew it as far back as eighth grade.
Wow, so it was really serious.
Everybody expected it. I expected it, but Then he decided he should get his college degree first.
Oh, what was his major?
Welding. And who knew that Campbell College is known for that?
Yeah, I knew they had a major in sheet metal working, but not welding.
It's also known for having a pretty good arts program. So I said I'd go there too, so we could be at the same school together. And that's what we did. I thought everything was good.
Here are your three orders of ravioli.
Plate-sized ravioli? This is the size of a mature armadillo.
But Wooten, I can't eat now. Oh. I have to say what I'm going to say or I never will.
Forget the ravioli. Tell me the rest of your story.
After the first semester, I had some opportunities to work here during the Christmas break. But Devin decided to drive back to Pittsburgh to be with his family. That's when it happened.
What?
He called me from his car and left a message on my cell phone saying that he wasn't planning to return to Campbell College or to me. Ever.
Oh, Penny, he broke up with you on your voicemail?
Yes.
But why?
Because I didn't have a landline then.
No. I mean, why did he break up with you?
I don't know. He didn't explain, and I haven't spoken to him since. I was deeply hurt, Wooten.
Oh, I'm sorry, Penny. I can imagine.
And that's why I'm afraid. To commit to someone means that I have to trust. To trust means that I have to be vulnerable. To be vulnerable means I'm open to terrible pain and rejection. And I don't want to feel those things again, Wooten.
Oh, Penny, take my hand. Penny, my commitment to you is for the rest of our lives, no matter what.
Lots of people say I do at their weddings, and then later say I didn't really mean it.
Well, I believe that I do isn't something we say just on our wedding day. It's something we say every day for the rest of our lives.
I want to believe you, Wooten.
Penny, I wouldn't have asked you to marry me if I wasn't sure about my commitment to you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Really? Truly?
How can I prove it to you?
You could start by taking your elbow off my two plate-sized ravioli.
Done. You can even have all three plate-sized ravioli if that'll reassure you.
Two will do it.
Oh, that's good. I'm real hungry.
So, the police have enough evidence to charge Vince King?
Indeed. Vance gave us the means to decrypt the flash drive with all of the real transactions.
Ah, Vance did that willingly?
There's no limit to what people will do to save their own skins.
Will Vance have to testify against his father?
Probably not.
Which to my mind is a relief. How awful to think of testifying against one's own father, even Vance.
I'm not sympathetic. It looked to me like the father trained his son well. Maybe too well. Dad had one angle, the son had another. As they say, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
Like you, Detective. Mr. Whitaker, did you know that Detective Davidson comes from a family of law enforcers? He's continuing a noble legacy.
Really?
Is that what you think, Eugene?
Well, didn't you say your family had a history with law enforcement?
They sure did. On the other side of the law. I come from a long line of petty criminals.
Oh. So, unlike Vince and Vance, you're changing the legacy. Good for you.
Indeed.
So, what happens next? Eugene, will you continue your technological sleuthing for the Odyssey Police?
Detective Davidson?
I'll take your help whenever I can get it, Eugene.
Well, then all you have to do is ask.
In today's adventure, we got a glimpse into Vance's family life and why he does some of the nasty things he does. You've probably heard the expression, he's following in his father's footsteps. It looks as if Vance has done just that. Then, as a contrast, we learn how Landon changed the direction of his life and became a detective instead of a criminal. Two people with two similar family experiences, but making two different choices about their lives. In his first letter to a young Christian named Timothy, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for others." in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. It doesn't matter how young or old we are. We can make a difference by setting a godly example for our family and friends. And when we do, we show the love of Jesus to them in a way that might persuade them to change direction. It's never too late. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Big Commitment was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Will Ryan, Mark Evan Jackson, Andre Stoika, Jason Earls, Richard Tatum, and Amanda Troop. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.